individual basis.
Congratulations to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Mr. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here.
Cool.
We are here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7. Next is approval of minutes from the September 14th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the minutes as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 7. Next is petition memorial of the monsters.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to remind the council that due to holiday, our next meeting will actually be Tuesday, October 13th. Tuesday, October 13th. Same time. And while I have the floor, United Way pledge forms have been distributed, so if you don't get these at your workplace, please contribute through the city for the Sins campaign. And there's also a flyer about the United Way's Days of Caring, October 8th and 9th. There will be food collections, a lot of volunteer opportunities, and we're called to participate, so take advantage of that as well.
Anything else? Not committee chair reports?
The Public Safety and Health Committee will meet following the October 13th meeting to discuss the Complete Streets program.
Any other committee reports?
Update on the, we're looking for website. Gerald had a meeting today with the people to do our website, and they're going through the process of putting kind of a package or together of what we can and can't do. So hopefully they'll have something available for us to look at shortly.
Any other reports? If not, report to city officers. And I think I'm going to start off. I handed you packets this evening from the city school the city grant. The application was submitted to the University of Michigan. Also in that packet is a schedule of this Thursday. And NABC is going to be starting to help because this regional grant involves Pico County, Sullivan County, and Knox County. We're going to start to their hope at around 10 a.m. and travel to the three counties. They will be here approximately 12:30 at Kimmel Park. And we want to make sure that we were all invited to come out together while they were in town. And then you can see down through here the third part of the county. They also encourage if you're going to be around the beach and around the moon and camping out while the members from IABC are at those. So,
12:30 is the first stop.
Right, I came over.
Okay.
Any questions? If not, I believe Mr. Benson.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Parks. I've seen you this evening.
playground. I'm going to give you a little bit more information we have and some numbers. First, I want to say thank you to Rotary Club, who through a project earlier this year, a fire truck playground piece at Leicester Square. And then also want to say thanks to Kiwanis, who through a grant put a small playground at Gray Park in between the open shelter house and the volleyball court. That side of Gray has not had playground equipment forever. And when families use that, they have to go across two roads all the time. The Kiwanis piece is not fully done. They work this weekend. We gave them some assistance. So those type of ventures help us out so much. Outside of us coming to you and asking for money, having clubs and groups and churches be able to do things like that only help us with our mission. So we want to thank those two groups. If you recall, 2 weeks ago when we spoke, I have some numbers updated. I apologize. On the large playground piece, the play area one, which is now what we call the Civitan piece, the original number we had was 50,000. Again, those two numbers weren't exact close. Those were ballpark figures that we're going with. I thought that that included the wheelchair ramp, which I think is something that we must have on that piece. The surfacing, which is the engineered wood fiber. Then also at the bottom of the wheelchair ramp, there are four play panels that are interactive panels that we think would just add to that piece. The new price on that was $63,066. And then the other smaller piece that was over by the horseshoe pit has a price of $137. And that puts us at $96,203. Miracle has been nice enough to give us a $2,200 discount for freight if we order all at once. And then another $1,700 discount to replace one of the slides on the large piece. It's called a DNA climber. We're going to put another type of climber on there that's a little bit cheaper. So that gets us down to about $92,252. That will allow us to put those two new pieces in turnkey style, like we said. Everything done from the wood fiber to the timbers to the installation to the delivery. The Parks Department would be responsible for removing those two pieces. And that allows us to, I think, really finish off Gray Park from that standpoint. And then I also mentioned to you that we have the preschool area now, which is the smaller area to the right that has the pea gravel and swing sets. We're taking out the pea gravel, putting down the engineered wood fiber, getting rid of the merry-go-round, putting in two ADA swings, and then three spring riders, one's a hippo, one's a grasshopper, one's an ATV, and then border around it also, and that's at $13,000. What we intend to do is, if we can get the vote from the board on the two playground pieces, the $13,000 will be paid out of our non-reverting fund. I'd like to announce that through Civitan, they have made a five-year pledge of $15,000 towards this project that will allow us to do the one area. And what we will do is take the $15,000 out of our non-permanent fund, which we have through the Community Foundation, not Symphony Foundation. The Civitan group would then give us $3,000 a year over the course of 5 years if we could replenish that fund. And then also any other groups, clubs, agencies that want to get involved as this goes forward, those monies could be directed towards us and put into that fund. So this allows us to, I think, do a huge piece at Gray Park in one move.
Now, Steve, if I remember it correctly, because we're going with this specific supplier, we get a pretty decent discount, which allows them, there was a, them to put that in there and kind of offset some of those costs of installation, right?
Yeah, and they also, again, I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but like on the freight, you know, saving $2,200 if we do it all at once and get it all put at once. I mean, they're trying really hard to work with us and to stay with Lynn. You know, the numbers that we kind of threw at them. But these two pieces, I mean, it sounds like a large number, but for everything that we can get and what it will do, I think, to the community, for Gray Park, the usage that it gets, from our standpoint, my board, this is something that we've been wanting to do, obviously, for a long time, but we just don't have the funding. And like I talked with Steve about, I told him to request $95,000 for these two pieces for the park. And then as the groups that donate to this project, that money would go back in this non-reverting to be used for other, the other parks and upgrades elsewhere in the Parks Department. So I think it's hoping to get your okay, that you're willing to commit $95,000 for this project tonight, because if you're willing to commit to this project and start probably the end of...
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Bennett last week, just to get a ballpark range, and they said that if things move quickly this week, next week, that they're pretty for certain that they can get us on their docket of having equipment installed the last week of October or the first week of November.
And as we discussed at the last meeting, the plan is that this can be funded from the edit fund, which has ample...
Yes.
Ample reserves to do that. I personally think it's a good investment. And I think while it's, you never want to predict these things, I think there may be other groups out there this next year particularly that will want to be further involved in supporting the parks.
And we will definitely, as the Parks Department, go out and talk to the sheriffs.
And that's one of the things that I like about this too, kind of, you know, Dwayne's statement, is they're going to see some of this go out there, and you might have groups that we didn't even think of wanting to donate more, so then we see other things that our other parks improved and built upon. So, I mean, it really kind of gets the ball rolling on the parks improvement that we talked about in our budget process of really improving the public parks that we have. And obviously starting first with Greg Park, because there's not a day that you don't drive past there if there isn't somebody there doing any activity.
And that's why I also wanted to mention before we started of Rotary and the Kiwanis, for what they have kind of started. And also, you know, not because I'm in Civitan, but you know, 20 years ago, the Civitan Club had enough money at that time to purchase that piece, which was like $20,000, $25,000. With everything, expenses and things, the club doesn't have that much money up front, obviously, but being able to do a five-year pledge. And I think the club also wants everyone to know that it's not, the club will come out and say this piece was brought to you by the Civitan Club. It'll be brought to you in part. And by having that type of signage, that maybe it will entice other groups and churches and organizations to also want to get involved.
Steve, I had a couple moms reaching out to me. They were really excited about this whole park thing. And one of them, or a couple of them, had mentioned about maybe eventually, I know that this is a big project now, but an idea that around the smaller one, for what was it, 2 to 12-year-olds, I think that's what it was, maybe a fence. To help kind of, you know, help keep kids in a little bit. So I thought it was a great idea. I know as a mom who's going to have 2 kids here, it is kind of a nice idea if you have a couple kids coming out. One starts running towards the road and one's running the other direction. So just something futuristically as we're thinking about upgrading and things like that. So I just kind of thought that.
And that's a great idea, something that we would love to do. But we also want individuals that use the park, you know, that there are 2 stop signs as we go in off of Washington Avenue. We have individuals that like to race through there. Like you said, with kids don't watch the road at that age. They are going across. So you know, that's something that we'll definitely look at as funds become available.
So basically what we're being asked as council is to approve the mayor and board of works to use the edit funds, $95,000 to get this.
Sorry. Make a motion we approve monies for this equipment in the amount of $95,000.
Yes.
I second that.
Okay, the motion of Councilman Sigmund. Second by President Chapman to speak to okay this to move forward with this project and spend up to $95,000.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. And on behalf of the Parks Board, I want to thank the council for doing this. It will be used possibly, as Tim said, hopefully for the next 20 years. Thank you.
You know, if you charge the parking on Friday nights in Great Park, you'd be paid off pretty good.
That's a hornet's nest.
We're not gonna go there.
And I'm not done yet. My other project that I'm aiming to do is the Gimble Corner. Side of the building that looks nasty, but after that is going to take care of. City inspector has got a price on rebricking that, because that's about what it's gonna take to cover that. And it's going to be around $90,000. I'm just making you guys aware of that before I can get any more bids on this project, because I also plan to ask the REC for the money to help fund this project. But it's something we need to do to get that covered up, and maybe in the future, the downtown movies that show can be shown at Gimble Corner. So just a heads up, we're looking at $90,000.
Is that just rebricking that side, or is it rebricked?
What are you thinking timeframe wise, Bill?
As soon as I get prices.
Just prices, okay.
Would that be out of the money too?
Probably so. And like I said, they don't get a 50-50. Get it and hard to see, so. But it's something that needs to be done.
Yeah, I'd like to see. Where it's gonna be.
Tied in, yeah.
Tire bridges.
Yes.
Okay.
There is no way to have looked at. It's a waste of time to try to strip what's off there. They might take the burnt oil and stuff, but all the plaster stuff that there is, it's impossible to get it off. Plus, we don't know what we're gonna do to get under that, so it's better off to start down at the place and come up the block and finish the brick. I decided to. Okay. Okay. Any other reports to the officers? Okay, we'll move on to old business. Ordinance 312015, establishing the complete street program. First meeting is September 4th.
Mayor, based on the report of Councilman Sebring, committee meeting, I believe it's October 13th.
October 13th.
I will table this ordinance.
Next is ordinance 32-2015, 2016 appropriation tax rate. First reading is September 14th.
And we have a second reading ordinance 32-2015-16. Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading on ordinance 32-2015.
Ordinance number 32-2015, ordinance of the Common Council establishing the tax rate for the civil city of Vincennes, Indiana for the upcoming tax year, previously advertised, and I think the hearing was prior to this meeting.
Yes, the hearing was prior to this meeting, and no one spoke for her.
Any other discussion?
Call the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 32-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
All right, we have a third reading of ordinance 32-2015-16.
No.
No?
You gotta wait 10 days after public hearing. That's why it's scheduled.
Oh, that's...
It's scheduled, sir, for the 13th October, Tuesday.
Okay. Okay, I withdraw my...
Yes, sir.
Just do that second reading.
Yeah, that was printed on your notice to taxpayers. You just have so many things to look at, but it's dated on there that way.
The next is ordinance 33-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from the Timber Capital Development for $107,637.88 and $100,713.53 for the cabinet. Your first reading was September 14th.
I move we have a second reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Ordinance 33-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Capital Cumulative Development Fund of $107,637.81, and from Edit $100,713.53, containing sections 1 and 2.
Discussion.
Behind that ordinance in your package, there are invoices for the paving, concrete work, and also the window grant.
Call the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 33-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to 0.
Move we have a third reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third reading of ordinance 33-2015.
Ordinance 33-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, $107,637.81 from the Cumulative Capital Development Fund, and $100,713.53 from Edit Funds.
Any discussion?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 33-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Move to new business, first up is ordinance 34-2015, Mayor's 2016 salary ordinance.
Move we have a first reading of ordinance 34-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 34-2015.
Ordinance 34-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, setting the maximum annual compensation amounts following approval of the city budget by the Department of Local Government Finance, and retroactive to January 1, 2016, and the amounts so approved and continuing thereafter until duly changed. This is for the salary ordinance, elected officials is the next one.
Discussion.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 34-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Okay, next is ordinance 35-2015, elected official salary ordinance.
Mayor, move we have a first reading of ordinance 35-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of ordinance 35-2015.
Ordinance 35-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, setting the maximum annual compensation for elected officials following approval of the city budget by the Department of Local Government Finance, and retroactive to January 1, 2016.